Can it really be Monday morning? Well, we have a brand new week ahead of us. This is Pastor Lori, offering a reflection from Jesus, Friend of My Soul, by Joyce Rupp. This is our reflection for the Monday of the fourth week of Lent, titled, One Who Lives Gratefully. Our scripture comes from Luke 17, 15 through 16, where it is written, Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and thanked him. It occurs to me that Jesus valued gratitude from others as much as we do. His comment, were not 10 made clean, but the other 9, where are they? Tells me that the grateful leper's response meant something positive to Jesus. That's in Luke 17:17. He also expressed his own thanks. After the 70 returned with joy from their mission of preaching and healing, he prayed in gratitude to his Father. Before feeding the thousands on the hillside, he took the loaves and gave thanks, and again at the Last Supper when blessing the bread and cup. Jesus also turned to grateful prayer after the stone covering the tomb of Lazarus was removed. Father, I thank you for having heard me. Before I retire in the evening, I tuck the words of Psalm 23:6 into my heart. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. These remarkable gifts not only follow me, they catch up with me every single day. Life moves swiftly, so I remind myself before going to sleep to cast a glance over the day to see what I find there. Inevitably, I brush a bit of debris aside. But hidden in those elements, I find a lot that represents the precious benedictions of goodness and mercy. If I look closely, I find these treasures strewn everywhere. I hold them to my heart with gratefulness. Let us pray. Giver of gifts, my heart opens wide with gratitude, knowing my life is filled with abundance. Even on tough days, if I look carefully, I can always find something of worth within it. Thus, I come to you with thanksgiving. So our intention for today could be this. I look for goodness and kindness and give thanks. Let's give that a try.